This morning, thousands of young undocumented immigrants became eligible for temporary legal status in what's considered the most expansive immigration policy to take effect in 25 years. It's called Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, and it grants undocumented immigrants who were brought to the U.S. as children access to work permits and temporary protection from deportation. They call themselves Dreamers, and about 50 of them gathered at Grace Cathedral today. KALW's Ashley Ann Krigbaum was there.
Good morning. Well, let's have a round of applause for all the dreamers that today are going to be able to apply for deferred action. Let's hear it.
My name is Emmanuel Valenciano.
Hi, good morning. My name is Cynthia Moreno.
Buenos dias. Mi nombre es José Hernandez.
I am 24 years old and an undocumented student attending San Francisco State University.
I'm a young mother. I have a newborn.
Y soy un estudiante de Phillips Halliburton High School.
Father Richard Smith from St. John the Evangelist Episcopal Church.
Statistics show that 70% of the people deported from California under the Secure Communities Program, 70%. Have committed either no crime or only a very small misdemeanor.
My parents forbade me from telling anybody about my situation, so I had to lie about why I could not do the things that others could do.
It's time to rebuild trust. Reverend Debbie Lee from the Interfaith Coalition for Immigrant Rights.
They've had to hide so much. They've had to be compromised in so many ways. We are so thankful for this glimmer of hope. This glimmer of relief.
Having a work permit, I'll be able to get a part-time job. Not only that, I was able to get a driver's license. With a deferred action, it would allow me to go from school to work. Deferred actions open up so many new possibilities for me in order to further my education and my goals.
We also hold in our hearts those who do not qualify for many small reasons. They're too old. They may have a misdemeanor. For those to whom this is a day of still another day of disappointment, of a day of prolonged opportunity to be fully part of our community. We pray for them, we hold them, we comfort them, and we encourage them to know that we're not giving up and we're not stopping.
Those dreamer voices were gathered by KALW's Ashley Ann Krigbaum. Matt O'Brien has been following the Dreamers and deferred action closely for the Bay Area News Group. He spoke earlier today about the significance of the new policy with KALW's Martina Castro.
What it does, basically, is it doesn't provide legal permanent residency or citizenship to the people who are eligible, but it does give them 2-year temporary but renewable work permits, which allow them to work. And it also protects them from being deported.
So who qualifies for this?
Anybody who was an immigrant who was brought here illegally before they were the age of 16 and who are now either 30 years old or younger than that. So there's about various estimates by the Pew Hispanic Center and the Migration Policy Institute estimate there's about 1.7 million people around the country who could be eligible, although a lot of those people are too young to apply right now. Also, to apply along with the age requirements, you have to have graduated from high school or be in school right now or get some kind of high school equivalency like a GED. You could also have been a military veteran, and you cannot have committed any serious crimes in the time that you've lived in the United States, and you've had to also been living continuously in the United States since 2007.
So the undocumented youth that have been mobilizing around this issue have called themselves the Dreamers, but this is very different from the DREAM Act, correct?
The biggest difference is that because this is an administrative policy, it cannot grant permanent legal residency, what we know as green cards or citizenship, or a path to citizenship to the people that benefit. That has to come from Congress. And the DREAM Act, which was first proposed 11 years ago, it was a bipartisan effort for much of the time that it was debated in Congress, would have granted probably the same group of people who are under 30 or 35, more permanent benefits like legal residency and a path to citizenship, which can come 5 years after you get a green card. But that's not happening here. This is just a temporary solution, is what the Obama administration says, to not deport the people who are here who would have probably qualified for the DREAM Act if it had passed.
So what are the critics of this saying? What are people on the other side? Are they taking up the fact that it is temporary and not permanent solution to immigration reform?
The critics are saying a couple of things. One is they're focusing on the high unemployment rates right now and the recession. If this would bring more than 1 million people who would be able to get work permits into the legal job market, then that, they say, would create more competition between U.S. citizen and legal immigrant workers. A lot of those people are working here anyway, but this would allow them to get into jobs that they were not able to get before, usually higher paying jobs and professional jobs. Another criticism is that this is coming from executive decisions within the Obama administration as opposed to from Congress, which regulates immigration. Congress, the Republicans in Congress blocked the DREAM Act from passing in 2010, and they see this as trying to bypass their opposition to do kind of administrative policy within the executive branch. The Obama administration says that this is actually within the discretion that immigration agents always had in being able to decide who is going to be deported and who isn't.
But there's no denying that this is an election year, and it certainly is playing into somehow election year politics. What do you think about this move by the Obama administration now? Do you think it's an attempt to court the Latino or immigrant vote?
I think that's part of it. It's a big risk, though. It's definitely very popular among Latino immigrant communities, and that could make a difference. Not sure how big a difference in swing states with a large Latino population, like in Nevada and other parts of the Southwest and some parts in the East Coast as well. It also angers some of the Republican base, but those may be people that wouldn't have approved of Obama anyway. So that may be under, you know, one of the things that they're considering when they decided to do this. But it is pretty unprecedented, and it'll be hard to say for sure.
The last time that this was done, or something this sweeping was done, was 25 years ago, right?
Yes. This is the biggest immigration relief measure since 1987, which was at the end of the Reagan administration, when Congress passed and Reagan signed what's known as the immigration amnesty that allowed about 2.7 million people around the country to get green cards and citizenship. Now, that's a big difference than what's happening now. But in terms of the scale, this is definitely the biggest relief measure since then.
But given how temporary it is, this is definitely not a permanent solution to immigration reform. What are the next steps, do you think, in this process?
The Obama administration said that it's going to keep pushing for the DREAM Act, and that this is a temporary measure. I think it'll be, it's not totally clear what the Romney campaign has said, that they don't support this temporary measure, and that if elected, he would supplant it with something else, but he hasn't been very specific about what kind of permanent measure he would favor instead of this.
So in the meantime, people are going out to apply. There's like over a $400 fee. And where do you think the biggest impact of this is going to be felt? Can you give me an example, you think, of where you think it'll be felt the most?
I think it'll be felt in a big way in the secondary schools and colleges, where young people who were maybe fighting for some kind of relief, or were not really telling anybody else about it, will have some more security. They'll have a chance to work legally instead of trying to find a job under the table, or something that's through a contract where they wouldn't have to use a social security number. That's a big change. I mean, supporters are hoping that this will encourage undocumented students to continue their education and look for the kind of jobs that they would want to do and that they're qualified to do.
Okay.
And I think it would, a lot of the people I've talked to said one of the benefits is being able to work, but another really huge benefit for them is just to not be always living in fear and kind of paranoid that police interaction could end up sending them into deportation proceedings. This will, while it's a temporary solution, it does give more security to people who want to, you know, continue focusing on their busy school lives or trying to find the kind of career that they've been looking to do.